Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, we're off to the kitchen. We're going kitchen quartet now.
Oh, well, this is one of my favourite segments, the cookbook section.
Yeah, the go-to guide for those random life scenarios when food is the only answer. Katrina Meinick is on the line. How are you, Katrina?
Really well.
Now, I've got to say, Katrina, Ben probably won't get beyond chapter one. That's called like a virgin. And let's be honest, he's stuck in there.
I thought it was croquette. So there you go.
You know, a lot of people do. Yeah, popular name change.
Well, look, this is a fantastic book because I can't think of another sort of time in your life that you need a recipe for. And you've covered everything. Absolutely everything.
I hope so.
But, you know, from outdoor cinemas to picnics to heartbreak to hangover food.
I failed last night. I'm just reading through this. I went home last night, looked in my fridge. There was nothing there. And I walked up the road and I went to this brand new little place that opened up and it was a hamburger joint.
There's nothing wrong with a well-made hamburger.
No, it was good. It was healthy. I sat there and justified it.
Yeah, absolutely. See, I've covered that too. There's that, the last chapter is what that expletive, should we cook for dinner? Mm. So try to take it the whole gamut.
Now, you've written, food stories and recipes for different publications all around the world. Is this your first cookbook?
It is.
And where did the idea come from?
For me, it was really, I was stewing over how to sort of connect food and emotion and bring it back to fun. And I was in New York and in a vintage cookbook store where they have very old out-of-print run books.
Yep.
And there was this crazy one from the 1970s by Ilka Chait called The Care and Feeding of Friends. And she had even had recipes in there about what to take to a friend who's in hospital. And that sort of got me thinking that that's a great way to connect food with everyday life without that sort of pressure cooking or MasterChef perfection.
But you've really covered it, you know, things like friendship divorce. And you
know, we were just talking about that in another interview.
But you really you have made it fun, you know, the divorce party and, there's the hen's night and work do and things like that. What is your mind like that you came up with all this thing?
I think it was partly, you need to do something that's a little bit different and break away from that formula of cookbooks. And I guess I wanted to make it really relevant to things that happen in our lives right now.
It looks beautiful. Like, the design of it is, very graphic, and it's not just a recipe picture kind of formula.
I love this. You know, you can flick through this book here, and on page, 60, we're looking at baby showers. Isn't that cute? I mean, what's your favourite one out of here? What do you align yourself to? I could fit into awkward moments as well.
Do you know what? I think that's maybe my favourite one because it's sort of pushing the boundaries a little bit in terms of bringing up situations maybe people don't want to talk about.
Yeah, meeting the ex you've got here as a title. I think that's so funny.
Yes, well, that was actually the real crux for writing this book. A very dear girlfriend of mine was actually meeting her partner's ex-wife for the first time at their child's first birthday party. Now, if there is not a more awkward situation in life than that, I don't know what there is.
And tell me, do you have a favourite food or ingredient?
I don't. I mean, I couldn't live without really great tomatoes and olive oil. But in terms of a sort of cuisine or, favourite flavour, I couldn't pick it. I'll eat anything and everything.
Mm. And the book sort of suggests that. You know, I love the way that it is very eclectic. And
it is really eclectic. I mean, look, friendship divorce. This title. I mean, it's a really
favourite one.
I just love that. This could be something that you put on the coffee table, really. I mean, I just love looking through it. I just think it's so cool.
Katrina.
Well, that's the thing. It's sort of, for cooks or people who maybe don't like cooking that much but want to pick something up and have the excuse to read through or flick through and look at the pictures.
The book is reviewed on mindfood.com and in our latest edition, Kitchen Coquette, the go-to guide for those random life scenarios when food is the only answer. Katrina, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.